Where was it one first heard of the truth? The Wallace Stevens.
Devin Becker is currently a student in Indiana University's School of Library and Information Science. His poems have been published or are forthcoming in Prairie Schooner, The Pinch, Cream City Review, and Washington Square. In 2008, he received his MFA in creative writing from the University of California, Irvine, where he also served as editor of Faultline, Journal of Art and Literature. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Christopher Citro. Devin, what poems have you brought to read to us today?
Children Playing on the Lake. You can tell who the bad kid is. And you know he's not bad, exactly, or rotten, just wildly impulsive. You see him push the littlest off the boat because she won't let go of the rope he wants to tie her with. She comes up gasping, cries, and he's sorry, you think, or at least wears shame well out on his face. The others are silent. They're scared of him, enthralled too. A few swim into the dock, but the biggest boy and the one you saw catch a snapping turtle with his hands stay with him, the bad kid. Who will grow up to be what? A jewel thief? The CEO of General Mills? You, but more honest, more you? He's got his shame on still, probably hates the quiet after what he's done more than what he did. You do. A Novelist's Historical Recreation. My arrival met with a 19th century kind of fanfare. All hoorays, huzzas, welcome my good fellows. And I was bewildered by the praise, for few had read or liked what I wrote, as I had written only 2 volumes of the 13 planned, and my narrator had a speech defect that caused most sentences to be inverted. The streets walked I orphaned. At my touch, scattered she. But the crowds were quoting it, as though the whole town liked the switch, and soon, either because of their goodwill or the gin I was drinking, the whole subject-verb-object order felt deeply arbitrary, oppressive. A little boy in those pants that aren't really pants came up to me, said, "The best star, Governor, you." And I was touched. "You bless," I replied. "You be God with." Then later in the evening, when I came to my room and rested on my mat, I called my mother, told her I had found my audience and she should come witness her eldest son's great triumph. "Mother, I am not small anymore. Mother, time is not working as it was to make me small." Ex Nihilo. For Matt Harrison. So no logistics sirens buzzing, I went ballistic on the feng shui. Have you ever seen a room as empty seeming? Look at your hands. They're beautiful. If you would sacrifice them to the guillotine frame, we could hang them up, call the piece uselessness, the apotheosis. Can we make a religion out of interior positioning? We can. Can we make one out of your hands? As long as they touch nothing but refuse temptations to make something from it. God tried that before, made us in the image of his wanting, left time's one-directional blow. The table looked better without the vase. The room looked better without the table. Remember when we moved in and the living room was just a cave where we drank wine each night and read until one day conceitedly I was all, "Let there be a couch and a television." Here, let me see how your hands would look on this wall. Thank you on a paper bag. Mostly I want to thank you for not killing me with your new knives, but there is also the letting me sleep and eat in your apartment and the opening of that trunk your dad made for my clothes. Sorry I drank so many canned beverages. Sorry I fell asleep while you were reading me that poem you like so much. Remember how I almost left on a bus my first week? That would have been horrible. I'm glad I stayed. I will miss this place and you. Thanks again for not stabbing me, though I know your hands are strong and your knives are sharp.
You've been listening to poems by Devin Becker on The Poet's Weave. I'm Christopher Citro.